Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. It is Grills Gone Wild. And this is your humble host, Brilliant Ideas, and we're on live tonight, as usual, from San Diego, California, and hopefully we'll be able to get Crispy on the line with us. Crispy's calling in on Skype, and I hope it's working. Crispy, do you hear me? Can you speak?
Hi, how are you?
All right, it's working.
Woohoo, it worked. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, really, I'm looking at the board, and it shows you as 0.00, so that either means it's a fluke, or maybe you are 0.00.
Well, according on the Skype, it says I am BTR listener 050. I guess it doesn't use my Skype name.
It's got you down as Skype, as your Skype now name over here. It doesn't say Crispy, but it says Christopher Tremble. So, hey, working. So, how you been?
Thanks for giving out my last name so the stalkers can come find me. That's awesome.
You're the one that has your ad about ChristopherTremble.com, so what does it make?
Oh, that's right. I forget about that. not much. Have you seen my posts on Facebook? I have been a burger maniac for the last week and a half, and I think tonight I've actually had my last burger. I can't eat any more burgers. I can't.
Yeah, I was gonna start calling you the Burger Squatch then, because I think you've had like burgers for like what, the last 10 days?
Yeah, pretty much for the last week and a half, I've been experimenting with stuff and burgers, and I'm like, I can't eat another burger. I need chicken or salmon or a pizza, one of the two.
So what turned out being your favorite burger?
Actually, just a regular burger, and I actually took Albuquerque seasonings and I put the SPG seasoning on one side,
right,
and the green chili on the other side, and it actually came out quite interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, you're grilling these, right, on a charcoal grill, or are you putting them in the pan?
Yeah, well, one night I did them in the pan. Mosquitoes were too bad to go outside grilling.
And speaking of Albuquerque seasoning, that was quite a segue. I guess we should go ahead and play one of our sponsors' ads, and I'm getting feedback from your Skype over there.
But
anyway, there you go. I'm going to play one of Albuquerque seasoning ads, and everybody hang tight while Crispy plays with his feedback on his Skype.
Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque seasoning spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature new Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled A-L-B-U-K-I-R-K-Y seasonings.com.
Yes, definitely check out albuquerqueseasonings.com. And hit your mute button, Crispy.
Better?
Yeah, that's better. We're still getting feedback. We're getting feedback. You need to hit your mute button. Everybody, we're sorry, but Skype on Blog Talk Radio, it turns out to be a problem every week, and we're going to have to do something different. After you have your burgers with Albuquerque seasoning, what goes better than a good cigar? And everyone check out our other sponsor, Don Pablo Cigar Factory in Las Vegas. You will love their cigars, and here's their ad.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.donpablocigars.com.
Yes, definitely check out Don Pablo Cigar Factory in Vegas. They have hand-rolled cigars that are excellent, and they're smooth. You'll never find a cigar quite as smooth as this one. I like them a lot. And Crispy, we're going to try you again.
No, is that better?
Can't do it. Nope. Getting feedback. So you're going to have to turn down your Skype and or switch over, move your headphones or something. We're getting feedback. I'm going to move forward to our guest. And I'm sick and tired of all these technical difficulties we have every freaking week on Blog Talk Radio. But I'm going to move on to our guest. This week we have our guest is Shad Harris. And Shad is a blues guy from Northern California. And he has a band called Groovinators. And I'm going to try to bring him online, and hopefully we can get him online better than we are getting Crispy. Good evening, Shad. Are you there with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Well, yours is working. My co-host isn't, so he's going to have to sit and be quiet, I guess, because we're getting feedback from his line. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great, man. How are you doing?
Doing okay. If it wasn't for technical difficulties, we'd actually have a pretty good radio show. Thank you for joining us. Matter of fact, speaking of technical difficulties, we tried to have you on a few weeks ago, and we were having the same kind of issues. And I guess it just modern technology can't keep up with the radio frequencies on the Internet. But thank you for hanging in there with us and coming on our show. And what I'm going to do right off the bat while I play around here and see if we can get Crispy back online was I'm going to play one of your songs there, Shad, and we'll get people kind of a taste of your music. And then we'll come back, chat with you, and talk about the Groovinators and your background and business and the music business. So, everybody, this is the Groovinators, Shad Harris's band, and we're going to play his song, Hot Little Mama. And while we're away, I'm going to get my co-host back on the line here. But everyone hang tight. This is Groovinators and Hot Little Mama. Thank you.
little mama child, she's so fine. Send those heat waves up and down my spine. She got a small waistline, a hip red way out, and the whole fire department can't put her out. She's my hot little mama. She's my hot, hot little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. Hot little mama, like electric wire. Every time she kiss me, she sets me afire. She's my hot little mama. She's my hot, hot little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. Hot little mama makes me alarm. She can do more damage than a whole H bomb. Hot little mama, yeah, little mama. She's my hot little mama, and she really sets me afire. She sets me afire. Melt the snow, that was all she could do. But my baby boiled the water after Mary got through. Hot little mama, my hot, hot little mama. She's my hot little mama, and she really sets me afire. Yeah, hot little mama, and she really sets me afire.
And that was the Groovinators, Hot Little Mama. And we have Shad Harris, the guy in charge of the Groovinators and started the band online here with us. And can't get my co-host, so you're just stuck with one of the bad boys this evening. And just tell us a little bit about yourself there, Shad. How long you've been in the music business?
I've been in the music of over 40 years, about 42 years now.
That's long enough.
Yeah.
So I would think you have played a few tunes in those last 42 years.
Yeah, a couple. Just a few.
Well, it's great stuff. And you're in Northern California, and I was reading on your bio about you're actually sort of semi-retired, I guess, other than your Groovinators, and you're actually teaching music up in Northern California.
Yeah, that's my main focus. I used to play drums mostly. When I played drums with you name them, yeah, I played them with everybody. And then I suffered a stroke in 2000, and that put me on the back burner there from playing for a long time. But I finally I recovered well enough to play a little bit and go back to school. I went back to school and got my degree, and now I'm teaching. So I discovered that was something I really like doing. I really like teaching. So,
and where are you teaching now?
I teach at the local city college here. It's a junior college, Delta, San Joaquin Delta College.
Okay. So you teach like people beginning guitar, drums, that type of thing at the school?
Right. There's a program they have here. It's the community education program. It's a non-unit you take non-unit classes, classes that you, it's for anybody, you know, that just wants to do whatever. Like, they have different different classes they teach, not just music, but other skills, you know, like one of those lifelong learning programs that you find at different colleges. And,
right.
And I teach children and adults. So my children's classes are the best. I mean, well, I've only got one adult class, actually. So my children's classes, they're the most fun because they're real challenging. Kids don't give you a break, man. They want to know, and they absorb, and you know, it's real cool. I like teaching them.
So 42 years ago, how'd you get involved in music? Was your family music family, or did you just happen just to fall into it and like it? How did that all come about?
You know, thinking back on it, I don't know exactly what it was, because until I was like maybe 11 or 12 years old, I knew I was going to grow up and be a gunslinger, man. I said, that's what I thought I was going to end up being.
That's what I've always wanted to be, too.
You know, I'm going like Matt Dillon, man. That was my guy, you know.
Gunsmoke.
No, but my dad's younger brother, this was back in the 50s. So, you know, he went to school and he got a degree, and he played. He was the musician. He played with everybody. He was a you know that group, what was it, did the song Charlie Brown? Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
I think it was the Platters or
right.
Somebody like that. I can't remember what the name of that group was, but an oldies group. He played bass for them, and he played trombone in a Count Basie, or not Count Basie, Ray Charles's band. And he's a bad dude, man. He was Uncle Rob. Everybody, you go to Florida right now to this day, and you go around the St. Petersburg area, and you say Party Rob, and people will know exactly who you're talking about. he was the bomb, man. And so
you
kind
of had the family influence. You had to stay in the family business, huh?
Well, sort of. Yeah. My dad sent me to Florida when I was like 9, and to go take lessons and then learn from him, and then also, you know, to visit my grandmother and stuff. But I got down there, and it was a whole different experience for me. He taught me music, you know, inside and out, piano, clarinet, marching band, the whole thing. It was cool.
So instead of slinging guns, you started slinging drumsticks?
Well, yeah. I wasn't a drummer at first. I wanted to be a drummer. That's why I always would. That was my favorite instrument from as far as I can remember. But my
right.
Uncle Rob insisted that, he said, if you're going to play drums, you're going to have to learn how to play piano, and you're going to have to learn how to read music and blah, blah, blah. You know, he gave me the whole thing, man. So, and fortunately, he did that because years and years later, after I had a stroke and I couldn't play the drums professionally anymore, I still could play piano, you know. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm playing piano. So
you're playing piano now. Now, you actually started the band Groovinators. How long have you guys been together?
Let me see, 08, so what's that, 8, 9, 10?
Like 4 years?
4 years, yeah, about 4 years.
And you play locally in the Northern California for, like, festivals and other type things? Is that what you mainly do?
Exactly, yeah. Man, if it's a gig, I'll take it. You know, I'll travel, I guess, but I don't know, it's... That's kind of behind me now. I did a lot of traveling over these 40 years, and I tell you right now, I'm kind of happy. I've got a few places that I can play right around here locally. San Francisco Bay Area is right over the hill there. It's, you know, 80-mile drive from. I live in the valley, yeah. So 80-mile drive. Mm-hmm. I can go to the Bay Area and play there pretty much almost every other weekend.
Well, what I'm going to do is, for the listeners, I'm going to play another one of your songs. I'm going to go with the song That Girl. And when we come back, we'll chat a little bit about more and be thinking about my question, since we do a food show usually on a Saturday morning. Come back and after we play the song here, come back and tell us about if you have any magic tricks in the kitchen, or do you do any barbecuing or anything special in the kitchen, since we do food show. We'll find out if you're maybe chef. Not only are you in a band, but also a chef at heart. So I'm going to play your song, That Girl, and we'll come back here after the song and chat a little bit longer.
Okay, though.
That was the Groovinators and the song That Girl, and we're talking to Shad Harris, the keyboard guy on the Groovinators and the originator of the band, the Groovinators. And we know you can cook it on the keyboards and in the music field, so as I was asking you before we went to the song, do you do any cooking or barbecuing up there in Northern California?
Oh, yeah, big time. I love to cook.
You got any specialties?
You know, I don't know. You have to ask the family. You know what I like Well, one of my favorite dishes is kind of, you know, it's a little simple dish, but it's rice and weenies. Yeah, I put together a real good rice and weenie. I fix it for breakfast. I fix it for lunch. I fix it. You know, it's a good quick little snack, and it's real good. And it's all about preparation, though. You know, you gotta do it right. A lot of people do it, and they just throw it all in there together and just scramble it up, and that's it. But
right.
No, you gotta prepare it properly and season things properly. You know, it's a simple dish, but it's pretty good if you do it right.
Well, we say on this show that if you can boil a hot dog, you can be on our show, and that pretty much covers everybody. Or if you can toast bread, but you're right, you got to prep it and make sure it's done right. And anybody can throw a dish together, but if you do it with love, then everybody knows it. So rice and weenie, that's one I hadn't heard. Most people say they're barbecue or they do chicken and stuff. So you're the first one, their specialty is rice and weenies.
Yeah, man, but that's the one. I mean, dude, I do barbecue. I grill. I get out there and I get on the grill and I do all the stuff everybody else. But I guess, I don't know. It's everybody has a little, you know, trick to their grilling that they do. But my main thing is just keep the fire under control and quit
right.
looking at the meat all the time. It's in there, you know. Just leave it alone. It'll be okay.
Yeah, you see some people, they lift up the grill and it's like it's going to run off and disappear on them. They have to check and make sure it's still there.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, well, what are you looking at? You know what's in there. You just let it cook.
And by the way, too, Chad, I want to mention your website. If people want to find out more about you and the band and get some of your music and hear more of your music, I've got your website listed here, the ReverbNation.com, the Groovinators, on our website. People just can click on the link there. You can go there and hear more of their music. And can they buy CDs there and also like other places like CD Baby, Amazon, those kind of places?
Well, actually, there's only one song that I have available online for sale. It's, it's A Big Fine Woman. It was a cut that I did when I was with Tommy Castro's band. But we're in the process of putting our CD together right now as we speak. We've got all the songs done. It's just a matter now of getting them produced and recorded. That's, you know, my son, I got seven kids. My youngest son is helping me with that right now. So I'd say, what's this, July? I don't know, maybe by the middle of this fall, we should have something ready to sell.
And that's great. As a matter of fact, you mentioned the Big Fine Woman and the Tommy Castro Band. That is one of my favorite songs. I heard that cut on Reverb Nation and played it when I first was having you on our show. And those that are listening, if you want to hear a really great song, go check out that one. Now, who wrote that song?
I did.
Oh, you did? So you actually wrote that. It's an excellent song. So you actually cut that as a single?
Yeah, I did. Well, what happened was we were in the studio doing the second or third CD, I don't remember which one. But, you know, he asked everybody in the band, come on, guys, come up with some stuff. And so I wrote that. We did it, and we liked it, but it didn't fit exactly with the theme of the album that he was putting together. So we kind of shelved it, you know. We said, well, we'll try it later. And then, you know, it never got put out. So I did it myself. I put it out myself. So,
It's a great song. As a matter of fact, I think what I'll do is I'll post that on our Facebook page after the show if people want to hear that, because that is a great song. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of the other songs that you sent to me while we've got a few minutes left here on the show, and I'm going to go with the song Lonely Nights. And we'll come back and chat for a few minutes after we play the song. This is the Groovinators, and the song is called Lonely Nights. that was the Groove Engineers and Chad Harris and Lonely Nights. And we've got Chad Harris on the phone here with us. And so you're cutting the new CD coming up sometime, maybe this fall, and you're doing fairs and other events. What's some of the things you got going on this summer as far as upcoming events?
Well, you know, nothing real special or out of the ordinary. We just take them one gig at a time and then try to, you know, build on the last one. That's pretty much it. Until the focus is really on the CD. That's kind of like, you know, until you get that out, until you get that done, everything else is kind of, you know, secondary. You know, I don't want to say
right.
that too hard because we really focus on just having fun, man. I mean, you know, every day is not a given, so you just try to go out there and have a little fun no matter what. But having said that, you know, we put the focus on the CD right now.
Right. Well, we're looking forward to hearing about the CD when it comes out. Keep us posted. I assume you'll post that information on your Facebook page, and people will be able to also find that information on Reverb Nation when your CD comes out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Well, I want to just tell you thank you very much for coming on our show and taking time to tell us a little bit about your background. One question I failed to ask you before you go, the name Shad, how did you get the name Shad? Is it an unusual name? Were your family in the fishing business, or is it a family name?
No, it's actually shortened. It's actually Shadrach, you know.
Shadrach?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Bible.
Yeah.
Shadrach and Abednego, right?
There you go. You got it.
There you go. All right. For the Bible. Well, cool.
Yeah.
I was wondering how you got the name. I thought maybe you might be in the fishing business, but that makes more sense from the Bible.
Yeah. My dad was a preacher. So,
so you became Shad. Well, we do appreciate you taking time and coming on our show, and keep us posted when the new CD comes out, and maybe we can have you come on with maybe some of the new music and let our listeners hear some of your new things. And thank you for coming on, and make sure that you go out and cook some more of that rice and weenies.
Absolutely, man. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate you. Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, you too. And that was Shad Harris, and check out his music, The Groovinators. You can find it on the link on our show here. It's Reverb Nation. Just go to their website, and you click .com/Groovinators, and you can find out more about him and their music, and we thank him. And what we're going to do, too, is at the end of the show, he sent me a song, which is actually an instrumental. It's called Hip Shake, and we'll close out the show with their instrumental song called Hip Shake. I wanted to mention that tomorrow we have on three guests. We're having some little problems with getting the link out, but I just want to let everybody know who's listening who our guests are going to be tomorrow. We have Johnny McLaughlin from HeartbreakingDons.com, and they make hot sauce and other sauces. And Johnny's going to be our first guest tomorrow, coming on talking about their business and their sauce products. Then we also have someone who's written a pretty cool book. I've been reading it and finished it up last night. It's called Starting the Fire, and it's everything you need to know about starting a competition barbecue team. I thought maybe me, Crispy, and I could start our own barbecue team, and, of course, I'm not sure the food would be any good, but it would be a lot of fun. We got George Hensler coming on. He's the writer of the book, and it's kind of a how-to book if you're interested in getting into the barbecue competitions, you know, step-by-step what you need to do, and talks about all the different ins and outs of the competition circuit. So it's a very interesting read, and he's going to be coming on to talk about the book. And then thirdly, we have a country music singer by the name of Greg Pope. Greg has got some great music. He'll be coming on at the 9:30 hour tomorrow. I'd also like to thank everyone who's been listening. Just so everyone knows, thank you for your support, because we couldn't do this without you. And just a little tidbit, we now have 6 times the amount of listeners now that we did back in February. So we keep growing each and every week. And thank you very much for everyone who supports the show. Thank you to our guests and also our sponsors. Make sure you check out our sponsors, both, because they help us out with the show, and we love having them on. Albuquerque Seasonings, and also Don Pablo Cigar Factory. Check out their products. And we will see you tomorrow. Hopefully Crispy will be able to join me if his Skype is working. And as we close out the show, I'm going to play the Groovinator song, Hip Shake. And everyone have a nice Friday evening. We'll see you tomorrow morning bright and early at 8:30 West Coast time for our normal Grills, Brilliant Ideas radio show that comes on Saturday mornings. Everyone, thanks again, and we will see you then.
Website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.